I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Childhood cancer treatments have continued during the pandemic. To talk about the impact that the COVID-19 crisis has had on taking care of children with cancer is Dr. Michelle Hudspeth. She's the Division Chief of Pediatric Hematology Oncology, and she's the Director of the Pediatric Blood and Marrow Transplant Program at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Hudspeth, tell us about the impact that the pandemic has had on treating children with cancer.
Yes, as you know, unfortunately, cancer does not take a break, even with a worldwide pandemic. And we're really pleased that we've been able to continue to take care of all of our patients, making sure that everyone's getting all the therapies that they need. And we've been very fortunate that none of our oncology patients have been affected with COVID yet, but we remain to be very, very vigilant. We have special screening practices for patients before they're allowed to, you know, come into clinic to make sure that they're not coming in with symptoms or other concerns. And we've paid even extra attention to sort of social distancing measures and spreading appointments out and things like that. One of the biggest effects that we've seen has been from a psychosocial perspective. You know, in many ways, our parents are very used to this sort of pandemic lifestyle. So meaning they are used to being constantly worried about their child catching an infection. They're already doing isolation. They're already wearing masks, all sorts of things that the rest of the world doesn't realize. But it really does add a next level of anxiety and stress for parents who are already under a tremendous amount of stress to have yet another serious infection to worry about. So I think that has been really taken the hardest toll has been from a psychosocial perspective.
And what's been going on, Dr. Hudspeth, as far as children who are undergoing cancer treatments having someone from the family with them?
That is really an integral part of their treatment and their emotional support. And so we have been able to continue to have up to two parents or guardians with each patient. I think one of the hardest things is that we have not been able to have siblings present, and that has been tough for our patients. However, in our new children's hospital, all of our inpatient rooms are outfitted with these amazing video cameras and large screens. And so what we've been doing is encouraging our kids to video conference home and see siblings and other family members and friends that way.
And any big challenges going on in the childhood cancer treatment area?
You know, one of the biggest issues nationally has been a decrease in enrollment on pediatric cancer clinical trials. We've been fortunate that we've had excellent support from our clinical trials office here, and we've been able to keep up a number of clinical trial enrollments. Luckily, we have not seen shortages of chemotherapy medications, so we're grateful for that. But one thing we continue to keep a really close eye on is the blood supply. And thankfully, we are currently doing okay right now, but it's really something that's monitored very closely. And we really encourage patients to contact, it can go online and look at American Red Cross, and really continue to donate blood and platelets, because these are absolutely lifesavers for our patients every day.
Do a high number of children undergoing cancer treatment actually need blood donations?
Absolutely. Almost 100% of our patients undergoing cancer treatment receive blood or platelet transfusions.
Dr. Hudspeth, thanks for providing this update about pediatric cancer treatment during the pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby, very much.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.